When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Whoo! Today's episode is going to be about how your source of validation that the narcissist gets from you runs out. How narcissistic people get bored very easily and try to seek validation or supply from other sources. So I read Dr. Romani's book, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And beautiful book. Very, very well done book. 10 out of 10 recommend for anybody that's dealing with narcissistic abuse or toxic abuse, whatever you want to call it. But in the book, she talked about how narcissistic people can't internally validate, how we can't like validate ourselves. Like the self-love is damn near impossible for a narcissistic person to do. Like we were constantly running around feeling like we are not enough, like feeling like nothing we do will ever completely make us happy or get us to the point where we feel complete and, you know, pure happiness, so to speak. So narcissistic people have to seek outside sources of validation. And that's where, I know you listen to me now, and that's where the whole, the word supply comes from, I'm thinking. So supply equals validation. And your supply, the supply that a narcissistic person gets from you personally or from anybody else, the external supply, the external validation they get, it runs out, y'all. It just does. We get bored easily. We get bored quickly. So when we are like, when a narcissistic person is love bombing you, I truly think that person thinks you are the one. The validation that they get from you, and by making you happy and by making you smile and laugh and do all the other good stuff, by clapping your cheeks or whatever you want to say, or putting the cheeks on you, whatever happens, that validation that they get from that is the best source of validation. It's almost like, and that's why narcissistic people, it seems like they like doing the love bombing phase, because that validation that the narcissist is getting during the love bombing phase from you, from the person that they're love bombing, is, it feels great. It just does. But sooner or later, that validation, that source of validation kind of gets stale. You know what I mean? The same validation. It's kind of like, you know, it gets stagnant over time because the narcissist, the person stops, they stop doing the things that they were doing during the love bombing phase. They typically just stop doing it because that's not who they really are. That's not what they really want to be doing. They're doing it for you to make you happy because they get validation for making you happy. Like, damn, this person really cares about me and really likes me because I'm doing things to make them happy. And I'm feeling good at the same time. But sooner or later, that narcissistic person stops wanting to make you happy because the things that they are doing to make you happy probably isn't part of who they really are. So once they cut off, like once the source of validation gets old or stagnant or they get bored, they typically start to devalue you because that supply isn't the same anymore. You know, they start to devalue because it doesn't feel the same anymore. And typically what they'll do is they'll blame you for it. They'll tell you, they'll say things like, you've changed. You're not the same person you were when I met you. Like things are different right now. Like you just don't act the same. You don't behave the same. Like you don't make me feel the same anymore. Like we don't click anymore like we used to. They'll absolutely blame you for the way that the relationship is going right now. They just will. That's how it goes. Or that's part of the dynamic of the narcissistic, you know, the cycle. You know what I mean? That's absolutely part of the cycle. Like you love bombing to love bombing, idealization, to devalue, to discard. And the discard, y'all, is not always a physical discard. They don't always break up with you or leave you alone. A lot of times the discard is emotional. It's an emotional discard where they emotionally disconnect from you because that supply, that validation that they get from you, doesn't feel the same anymore. It gets stagnant. It's just old, y'all. Like, you leave something out on the counter too long, no matter how fresh that thing, how fresh that pie was, or those brownies, or those blondies, whatever you want to call them, whatever your snack is, they get stale if they left out on the counter too long, untreated, like you don't put the top on it, nurture it, or put it back in the microwave, whatever. You just leave it out on the counter, and it gets stale. And the narcissistic person, that's how your relationship dynamic is with that narcissist. It just gets stale to them. And when it gets stale to them, typically it gets stale to the other person as well, because you feel the same way. You might say the same thing that the narcissist is saying to you. You've changed. I don't feel the same way about you anymore. You don't treat me the same anymore. You can say the exact same thing to them. Y'all are both saying the same thing to each other, because the relationship, the flame has dimmed, the candle has blown out, and things like that. That's why I say the supply that they get from you in the beginning during the love bombing phase, that flame is bright hot. It's blue. It's that blue flame heat. It's so hot. You know, when a flame is blue, that damn thing burning. That thing, you can feel the heat from a far way away. You know, from a distance away, you can feel the heat from that flame, that blue flame, like a mile away. Ooh, that blue flame hot. Ooh. Hot to the, I can't even look at it. It's so blue and hot. I can't even look at that thing, you know, but eventually it burns out. It turns into a regular yellow orange flame. And then it burns out. But during that blue flame state, the narcissist is getting the most of the best supply ever. That's why they try to move on to someone else. Typically, once they start to devalue you, they started to move on to someone else. They try to shift and find new external sources of supply to get that blue flame back. And like I said, you don't have, like, I'm just telling y'all, most times you absolutely don't have to do anything to make that blue flame burn out. You can just be living your life the way you've been living it. And one day that narcissistic person wakes up and just doesn't look at you the same anymore. The blue flame has went out in their mind and in their heart, and that supply doesn't feel the same anymore. They won't let you go because sometimes they still feel like they own you. You belong to them. Like, you know, like they treat you like an object. They look at you like an object. But they don't want you anymore, but they don't want anybody else to have you. You know what I mean? So it gets into that situation right there where you have to get to the point where you need to figure out what you really want. Like, what, man, not you need, like, once they discard you emotionally, typically the emotional discard comes first, and then the physical discard comes. I mean, the physical discard doesn't always come, y'all. That's why you see some of these narcissistic, toxic people married for 20, 30, 40 years. Your grandparents are still together, even though your grandma and grandpa hate each other. Like I said, one of your grandparents are narcissistic and toxic, but they're still together, aren't they? Your parents have been married for a long time. One or both of them is toxic. They're still together, aren't they? The physical discard doesn't always come, because some narcissistic people are scared to discard you physically because it makes them look bad. Their reputation, you know, as a married person or whatever in the community, it'll look bad if they break their family breaks up, regardless of who did it. So they'll stay with you, or they just don't have the strength to be. They want you to be the one to leave them, so they can have that excuse like, "Hey, I tried my hardest and I got left. So what do you expect me to do?" And so if you leave them, they'll emotionally discard you first. But if you physically leave them, they have the excuse to move on quickly to somebody else. They just do. They have that excuse to move on quickly to someone else. And once they move on quickly to somebody else, it's pretty much donezo, y'all. It really, really is. Once they move on to somebody else, they get that blue flame heat. They're love bombing the next person. And then sometimes they break with that person. They're love bombing the next person. They taking the things that you wanted and needed and asked for and giving it to someone else in the love bombing phase of this new relationship. They just are, y'all. So I say, a lot of times, to get discarded by a narcissist, you don't have to do something. You don't have to do anything, y'all. The blue flame heat, that love bombing phase, that supply that they get from you, is just run out. It just run its course, and they want it from somebody else. So it's not the fact that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. It's just new grass. Maybe this grass will burn. You know, maybe this glass. Maybe this grass has a higher burn content. Maybe it catches fire easier. You know what I mean? So I tell a lot of people this right here. You have to be the one to stand in your power and stand in your strength, because if you don't, y'all, if you don't, this is your future right here. This just is your future. Like, sometimes you'll sit in a stagnant, boring, no heat, no love relationship because it just feels right. You don't want to see them with anybody else. They don't want to see you with anybody else. But y'all just just going through the motions. Y'all become you become roommates. You know what I mean? And once that narcissistic person starts love bombing somebody else, it's pretty much done for your relationship. But that doesn't mean that they will let you go. I keep telling people that just because they, you know, y'all break up or whatever, it doesn't mean that they will let you go. It just doesn't. So you have to stand in your power and stand in your strength, because like, you don't have to blame yourself all the time for what's going on, y'all. I know it's easier said than done, but you absolutely don't have to blame yourself for the things that's going on. Like you can literally just be living your life the way you've been living it. You don't have to change up anything about yourself. Your weight hasn't changed. Your looks haven't changed. The way you treat this person hasn't changed. But they just start treating you differently because that supply has run out. You know, the fuel tank is now empty and things like that. So it's on. Like, I know I put a lot of pressure on people. I tell you it's on you, but it really is. It's your life. It really is on you to live your life the way you want to live it, because they're going to pick them 100 out of 100 times, y'all. 100 out of 99 times, the narcissistic person is going to choose to make themselves happy first. And like I said, if your blue flame heat, the supply that they get from you, has got stagnant and run out, then guess what they're going to do next? They're going to go try to relight their candle or relight their blue flame with someone else. And again, a lot of times it has nothing to do with you. It's just the fact that the supply has run its course. You mean, it's just not as hot as it used to be. You know what I mean? And then when they do that, they'll devalue you. They make you feel like it's your fault. They make you feel like you're not doing enough for them to keep the relationship going. You're boring now. They'll tell you that you're boring, but they're just bored with you. You don't have to be a boring person. You can still be trying to do fun. You can be trying to change up your life for that person. But it has nothing to do with you being a boring person. You're just boring to them because that supply has run out. The feeling that they get from you, that supply feeling, has run its course. So I hope this video made sense to y'all. Thank y'all so much, y'all, for the support and likes and things like that. I'm going to have to hop off of here, like I said, 6:55 a.m. I got to get up and take my son to school. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe for more if you haven't already. Hit that 5 stars for me if you want to on my podcast. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.